Robert Heilbronner, who wrote The Worldly Philosophers and much else, died a week ago at the age of 85. Heilbronner was an economist, and in the judgment of Businessweek back in 1972, perhaps the best-selling economics author of all time. One reason for his success, he was that rarity, a lucid, elegant writer about economics and economists. Heilbronner was Norman Thomas Professor of Economics at the New School in New York City. One of his co-authors was James Galbraith, Professor of Public Affairs and Government at the University of Texas, and he joins us from Austin. Professor Galbraith, what was Robert Heilbronner's contribution to economics or to public thinking about economics?
Well, I think his fundamental contribution was that he brought to life for millions of people, students and others who wanted to be introduced to the subject, the entire history of the great economists who had shaped our vision of who we are and what we do in economic life, beginning with Adam Smith and through a great many figures in the 19th century, but including, of course, Karl Marx, Thorstein Veblen, John Maynard Keynes.
And he wrote with the talents of a novelist, really.
Well, yes. I mean, it was a very accessible treatment of the great economic thinkers. And he told us how they approached the subject, how they transformed what had gone before. But he also told us a little bit about who they were.
Robert Heilbronner was outside and, I guess, opposed to the dominant trend of economics in our times, which was that it should become more of a mathematical, statistical, a more scientific approach to our problems.
Well, I don't think Bob was opposed to science, but he was opposed to a certain kind of formalism masquerading as science.
But as for mathematics, he was quoted once as saying that it had brought to the discipline of economics rigor, but also at the same time mortis.
Yes, yes, that was a familiar Heilbronner phrase.
Capitalism. He felt that we should be calling the condition of our economy by its historic proper name.
Yes, and the reason for that is that he thought that the control over capital was the central organizing force in the society. I have something actually from one of his last contributions, which just goes to this point directly. Mm-hmm. He wrote, "Capital, it cannot be too strongly emphasized, is not wealth. Wealth is static. Capital is dynamic. Capital may assume many forms from one day or even hour to the next, an entry in a book of accounts one minute, a stack of currency the next."
You once said something very interesting about Robert Heilbronner. I don't know if you remember your exact words, but you said that he argued for economists to be moral philosophers, and you said that the problem there was that you cannot train a Heilbronner.
What I meant by that was that a figure of Bob's stature really has to emerge from a love of the history of the discipline. And when we teach economics to our graduate students, we often run them through some very difficult but basically short-term exercise designed to test how clever they are and how much skill they can acquire and mastery of particular techniques. But there's a certain richness of vision which really only comes out of reading the full history of the subject and understanding the importance of the history of thought in economics as well as the subject of economic history, the evolution of economic systems, that gives you from time to time a person with the scope of vision that Bob Heilbronner had.
Professor Galbraith, thank you very much for talking with us today.
It's a pleasure.
James Galbraith of the University of Texas spoke to us from Austin. He was a co-author of the book The Economic Problem with Robert Heilbronner, the economist who died last week at the age of 85.